It's that time of year again. The candy shops are burgeoning, the flowers are blooming, the reservation books at restaurants are brimming. Yes, it's Valentine's week. And what better a time to talk about love? The kind of love that defies description. The kind of love that is so strong that it blinds you. Blinds you so much that you sign a marital agreement from, well, let's just say it's the opposite of where Cupid's from. This is what happened to a woman named Yvonne Spires from Washington, D.C. She agreed to sign a contract during a difficult time in her marriage to Reverend Miles Spires. It's something the courts call a postnuptial agreement. The Spires called it Articles of Continuance, as in if she wants the marriage to continue, she's got to do these things. And here's a sampling of what Mrs. Spires agreed to. She will strictly comply with her husband's requests, that she will not disagree with him in public on any matter, that she will never take money out of their account without his permission, that their intimate relationship will remain spontaneous. Yes, she signed that contract and agreed that should she not abide by those provisions, she loses everything, all marital property and custody of the children. Now, those of us familiar with affairs of the heart know that such a marriage was doomed from the get-go, and so it's no big surprise that one fateful day, she strayed from the contractual provisions, and he entered court, contract in hand, and demanded that the judge award him his due, the marital property, and the three kids. He chose the wrong courtroom. The lower court judge found the contract legally unenforceable and decided that the children would be best served if they stayed with Yvonne Spires. So Reverend Spires went to the appellate court in Washington, hoping that some judge there would see it his way, a way he told the Legal Times of Washington is based on biblical teachings. But the appellate court didn't buy the Bible bit. It upheld the lower court's decision in a big way, and a concurring judge published the marital agreement in full to show us just how despicable some spouses can be. She promises not to talk with anyone about their marriage. She promises to uphold all biblical teachings after he tells her his interpretation. She promises to raise the children as he sees fit. She promises to respect his family. Yikes, said the concurring judge in so many words. To quote him, although some men abuse, oppress, and humiliate their wives, it is surely rare for a husband not only to reduce to writing an instrument requiring total subordination by the wife, but also to require his unfortunate spouse to sign it. And then, of course, to have the audacity to ask a judge to hold her to it. It's against public policy, he wrote. So now Yvonne Spires is Yvonne Tindall, her maiden name. She has the kids, and she reports gets some child support, even though the Articles of Continuance didn't allow for that. And Reverend Spires has remarried and divorced in the time it took the appellate court to write the opinion in the case involving his earlier marriage. One wonders what that marital agreement looked like. So, sorry for the cold glass of water in the face, a true story of love gone bad this Valentine's week. Just remember, no matter how deep Cupid's arrow goes, and no matter how tempting the confections, carnations, and confit, call a lawyer before you sign anything. I'm Amy Guida.